USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The count will continue tonight, according to the Speaker of the House. Nancy Pelosi saying that the joint session of Congress to certify the Electoral College vote will resume Wednesday night once the Capitol is cleared for use. Officials saying that the Capitol building is secure, but police and the D.C. National Guard remain on the grounds. Police say they have arrested at least 13 people in the protests that saw a crowd breach the Capitol building. One person was shot inside the Capitol building and rushed to the hospital. Officials confirming that person has died of their injuries. The circumstances surrounding that shooting are still unknown, and Metropolitan Police have taken the lead in that investigation. And the Georgia Senate race between incumbent Republican Senator David Perdue and Democratic challenger John Ossoff has gone to Ossoff. With all precincts reporting, Ossoff holds about a 33,000-vote lead over Perdue. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The Health and Human Services Secretary is pushing states to pick up the speed of their vaccination programs. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Trump administration says they have delivered 20 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine to all 50 states and U.S. territories. Speaking with reporters, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is urging states to move as quickly as possible rather than leave vaccines sitting in freezers.
We've been examining the challenges that might have slowed the ramp up of administrations over the last several weeks. We're taking immediate action, and we're laying out ways for states to speed up administration even more.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up nearly 1.5% on Wednesday, hitting an all-time intraday high in the process. The Dow closed 437 points up to finish the day at 30,829. It was briefly up over 600 at one point, reaching that all-time high. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
One lawmaker describes the reaction to the storming of the Capitol building. Tim Berg has that story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As the U.S. Capitol was breached on Wednesday and demonstrators forced their way inside, many lawmakers and staff were evacuated. Pictures went viral of protesters inside the Capitol on the Senate floor. As far as why that was allowed, Republican Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado tells Fox News,
I think the officers were told not to use lethal force unless they saw an armed person or lethal force was being used against them. And so when they are overwhelmed by tens of thousands of protesters coming through the U.S. Capitol, the decision not to use lethal force, I think, was a wise decision. We can repair the damage to the U.S. Capitol. We are not going to bring back lives, and I commend the police for their restraint.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And democracy activists in Hong Kong were rounded up as part of a new crackdown. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Dozens of former lawmakers and opposition activists were arrested Wednesday morning in Hong Kong on suspicion of violating the city's sweeping national security legislation in the biggest crackdown yet since the law was imposed by Beijing last year. Police said 53 people were arrested for the crime of subverting state power. Among the 53, six were arrested for organizing and planning a primary election held last July.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.